Hello, hello. I am DJ Vera. This is Fashion Forward, and you are tuned in to, or you are listening on KDBS Davis 90.3 FM. It is 9:01 a.m. in Davis, California. It's pretty cold outside today. Let's see the temperature. It's 52 degrees right now. That is, to me, that's cold. I don't know. Maybe to some people that's not. But to me, 52 degrees is pretty cold. But, you know, it's supposed to get up to 78 today, so it'll get a little warmer at least. Anyways, what am I saying? Yeah, I am DJ Vera, and this is Fashion Forward, and today I am talking about surf style, which I have some surf rock in the background right now because I felt like that was only appropriate. But yeah, if this is your first time tuning into Fashion Forward, or if you have tuned in before and you still don't know what's going on, basically this show is I pick a different style, like fashion style or aesthetic each week. I talk about the history of it, like when it first really came about, when it, you know, rose up and peaked, what that style entails, some music that goes with that style, and you know, if it's still around today. And so yeah, let's get right into it, honestly. So where am I? Yeah, but we got some awesome surf rock instrumental in the background right now, which I think is cool and fun. I actually am a really big fan of like surf rock. Anyways, that doesn't really matter. So let's just get into it. Sorry, I hit the bell. So we're talking about surf today, and surf style, and also the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDBS, KDBS sponsors, or the University of California. Just wanted to say that. Also, my apologies in advance if any of the information I'm spewing is wrong. This is what the internet tells me. So yeah, that's all I have to say. Getting into what I'm actually talking about today, though, which is the surf style. I would say, like surf style really has kind of, like, evolved since its origins in, like, early 20th century, as do most styles. You know, they do evolve and change, like, as they are kind of adapting to, like, modern trends. But, it really just reflects kind of like the culture and lifestyle of surfers ultimately, and same with any style as well. I guess it reflects the culture and lifestyle of the people who place themselves in those categories. But kind of like an early history of surf, like just in general, because I mean, yes, there's like surf style, but the main thing that stems from is like actual surfers, you know, like, and the, well, at maybe you call it a sport, maybe you don't, but like the sport of surfing, which really, like, surfing really began kind of in like Hawaii, I believe, where it was just kind of like a central part of the like local culture of Hawaii. And so like kind of in the 1920s, surfing spread to California, which I feel like people associate the two places they associate surfing with, or at least what I think people maybe associate surfing with, are like Hawaii and California. But yeah, that's like when it kind of gained ultimate popularity coming to California. And also just like early surfboards in general, they were just like big wooden planks rather than like, you know, the surfboard. Well, I mean, surfboards can be pretty heavy now, but like they're like lighter and more maneuverable than, you know, boards in the past, just big hunks of wood. Oh no, my surf rock. I hope it'll come back. There it is. Yeah, and so that was like 1920s-ish, whatever. But then skipping forward to the 1960s, where like there was a really big boom in surf culture. As the internet has told me, that the 1960s like marked the kind of explosion of surf culture in the U.S. and that it really was influenced by like film and music, films kind of like Gidget and Endless Summer, which I have seen neither, to be clear. I don't know if anyone out there has, but those were big in the days. Yeah, so surf style just kind of came like synonymous with like laid back, carefree lifestyle, and it really was categorized. I didn't really know the difference between those words, but anyways, categorized by like board shorts, tank tops, flip flops. Like those were essential parts, even to this day. Like if you're like, I feel like what I could be totally wrong, you know, but I think a lot of people who maybe are not from California think of like Southern Californians, which I am from Southern California, and honestly this is quite true, but there's just people wearing board shorts and tank tops and flip-flops everywhere. Like if I mean, especially if you drive through, because I live in a beach city in Southern California, like there's a string of beach cities along the coast, and I live in one of them. I'm from Long Beach, but like if I drive down any part of Long Beach, like that's a little near the coast, or like in Huntington Beach or Laguna, wherever, everywhere you're gonna see people in beachwear, you know, just flip-flops, tank top, shorts, whether or not they're actually going to the beach, just down there. It's kind of weird to think about the difference here versus there, where I feel like a lot of places in Long Beach, it is totally normal to just walk in with like a bikini on and flip-flops, especially down on near the actual beach in Long Beach. There's like the beach, and then there's the bay, which is just like a peninsula, not to be confused with the San Francisco Bay, but it's just like a little peninsula, and we call it the bay. But down there is Second Street, which is just a street of like shops and restaurants and stuff, but it is completely normal to just walk in there with a bikini on and flip-flops, which like in most other places I think that would not be normal. Even in like Huntington Beach and Laguna Beach, like that is just a normal thing, that maybe someone just has like a bikini, a t-shirt and flip-flops, or a bikini, a pair of shorts and flip-flops. And no one will question that, which I think like a lot of places that don't have a beach nearby will, or like people will just walk in like bikini and their towel wrapped around them. I don't know. I feel like that is very different compared to Davis, where I think like if someone walked into a restaurant in Davis in just like bikini and towel, they'd be like, what, like what's happening? Like wear your clothes. But I don't know. Down in SoCal, things are different sometimes. Anyways, what I was saying, that I kind of went on a little tangent talking about Long Beach norms, but going into like brands that people really associate with like surf, skate as well, like surf and skate kind of go hand in hand. And with like surf though, it's kind of brands like Vans, Quiksilver, Billabong. I feel like Hurley is pretty big too. And those just kind of like emerged and created like a distinct fashion aesthetic that like there was a lot of like brightly colored and brightly patterned clothing. I know like I know I grew up wearing a lot of those brands, and I know Vans is like I feel like a lot of people probably did, well at least where I'm from. I don't know about up here. I know Vans because it's a shoe brand is more universally popular, but like Quiksilver and Billabong, I don't know if people wear that up here in NorCal as much, like people who are from NorCal. So I don't know, maybe at the end of the show, if you'd like to call in and let me know your thoughts on what the people of NorCal are wearing, NorCal locals, I guess. The number is 530-754-KDVS or 530-754-5387. So feel free to let me know your thoughts on what the people are wearing up here, and if surf is remotely even as common up here as it is for me in SoCal. Yeah. So or even if you were to call in now, I could play music and answer your call. Let's continue on though. So transitioning more into like the 1970s, because I know I was just talking about the 1960s. Yeah, like in 1970s, surfing became a lot more mainstream, I guess, and really influenced like music, particularly with like surf rock, which we hear in the background right now, but also like the Beach Boys and I had an artist name on my list, but I actually don't think that I can say that. Anyways, Beach Boys, for example, kind of like popularized the genre with like upbeat guitar driven tunes that just like felt like the surf lifestyle and like what you imagine surfing to be, maybe. And also even the fashion in that time evolved and like incorporated kind of more like retro elements, I guess. And I think now like the surf style is a lot more modern than it definitely probably was back then, and just like what brands put out. But going more into the music, like what's in the background right now is very like, you know, it's like very guitar heavy and kind of like I don't know if you would say psychedelic, but it's I think just like in a lot of movies when there's like surfing or whatever, this is like the kind of thing that I don't know how. Okay, I feel like I talk about this every time on the show, and just like how music is such an integral part in designating or like defining a certain style, because like just something about like what you are hearing makes you like just feels like the vibe of something else. Like this to me feels like the vibe of like, oh, people like surfing at the beach and they're like catching waves and all of that kind of stuff. And last week the style I chose was trad goth, and I think I just had like Sisters of Mercy playing in the background the whole time, and maybe some Susie and the Banshees. But same thing with there, it just like, yes, that is the music that has become associated with that, but like I could not imagine this surf rock being associated or being like the music for trad goth. Like it just doesn't feel like the same vibe, if that makes sense. I don't know, maybe that was like a kind of obvious thing to say, I don't know, but we're just gonna continue on. Okay, I got like 15 more minutes out here, but furthering on into, we're gonna go into the 1980s now, and just like beyond that, kind of present day. Kind of like in the 1980s, surf style kind of diversified further, and like really was influenced by punk and skate culture, and maybe like vice versa, because like the neon colors and like bold patterns became really popular, and that was just like a thing of the 80s in general too. It was like bright colors and the patterns and stuff. But yeah, like the surf culture just kind of began to merge with other youth subcultures at that time, and especially like also the rise of snowboarding in the 1990s. Oops, sorry, hit the bell. The rise of like snowboarding in the 1990s also, I feel like, probably affected surf style, and just like blended different elements of like the sports. So, as some people refer to surf as like extreme sports, which also feel free to let me know your thoughts on like surfing as a sport and snowboarding as a sport. I definitely think it is. I mean, it depends on like how serious you're taking it, maybe. Same thing when people say like cheerleading is a sport or not, like high school cheer, where it's like not very good, like maybe that's not so much of a sport. But competitive cheer, like people really work so hard and like do crazy things and have to be so fit. So I don't know. Yeah, that's a little crazy. But going back to like the music aspect of it, because I feel like I've like yapped, I feel like I love to really yap about how music gets associated with this, because I mean I am at a radio station after all. And yeah, I don't know, I think like the surf music genre, it definitely has evolved into various different forms. I mean, like there's like you know, the punk rock and alternative rock, and there's like surf rock, but there's also other kinds of like, there's like more like relaxing surf kind of music, I guess, and like beach sounds. But today, I like contemporary artists kind of draw inspiration from surf culture and merge it with other genres like indie rock, electronic, hip hop, like, I don't know, there's probably like electronic surf out there. Sorry, my headphones got a little messed up. Yeah. What was I saying? Well, surf culture just kind of remains characterized by the reverb heavy guitar, like what you kind of hear in the background right now. There's like catchy melodies, which I know this is just instrumental in the background, so you don't really get that. Maybe I'll play a song. But yeah, and then just like themes centered around like the beach and ocean is a huge thing with lyrics and also just the general vibe of what you're hearing. Very, very beachy, very oceany. And yeah, just in conclusion, I know I feel like I sped ran this, but I kind of want to play some songs with words. Yeah, so it just in conclusion, surf style just encompasses, like, with anything, it's not with any style, it's not just like the fashion, but it's also a lifestyle choice to like fashion. I feel like less nowadays because of fast fashion, but previously and a little still today, fashion is also like a lifestyle choice, and it kind of defines who you are and like who you want to characterize yourself to be, which you can wear a million different styles. There's nothing wrong with that. Just a lot of people, like, their fashion defines them. And surf specifically, that lifestyle is kind of characterized by like freedom, adventure, and like connecting with nature, especially the ocean, which like the influence of surf culture can definitely be seen in various aspects of the world, like music, art, and just a lot of youth culture. I know, going back again, like being from Southern California, I would go to the beach like every single day, every summer, which is honestly a blessing and was really, really cool. And I have a lot of fun beach memories. And even when I go, even when I go home, like for spring break and stuff, or like summer, like I love to go spend time at the beach and like hang out with my friends. And some of my like best memories are probably like my mom taking my brother and I to the beach with like our other kid friends, like for like beach play dates and stuff. I don't know, something about SoCal, I love it, and I love the beach, it will always have my heart. And so yeah, I think I'm gonna play some songs now. I got like 10 minutes left, so yeah, feel free to call in and let me know your thoughts on what the people are wearing in NorCal, if it's if you see beachwear often, or if you don't, or any of your thoughts in general. Okay, I'm DJ Vera, and this was Fashion Forward. I'll be here next. I won't be here next Friday. Actually, that will be America China Talk. But the following Friday, I will be here. I'm usually here every Friday, 9:30 a.m. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. If you did. But that's all. Music time. Bye. Okay, it took me a moment to find the song I wanted to play. But what you are going to hear is Ghost Party by Messerschmitt. This is the song that I like meant to play, but I could not think of what it was called, but I found it. So to end this, this is a Ghost Party by Messerschmitt. Spelled Messerschmitt, if you were curious. Okay, bye.
The wise old owl.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Ooh.
An interesting bird is the South African talking parrot. Polly want a cracker? I said, Polly want a cracker?
No, Polly wants to tune in to Pear in the Oven, alternating Saturdays from 10 p.m. to midnight, where I, DJ Aura, play music inspired by a different bird. It's not just a radio show. It's a bird-watching dance party for your ears.
The Community Alliance of Family Farmers wants to encourage you to buy fresh, buy local, and support our local farmers. You can do this by shopping at the Davis Farmers Market, in the Davis Food Co-op, or by eating at the Farmers Kitchen, Kathmandu Kitchen, Cafe California, and Seasons Restaurants. For more information, check out CAF's website at www.caff.org.
If you're a UCD undergrad and are having any legal issues, then ASUCD Legal Services may be the solution for you, offering domestic or civil legal assistance. To receive a consultation, all you have to do is take your Aggie card to the Student Services Office at 347 Memorial Union. Once there, an appointment will be made for you to speak with a licensed attorney via phone. For more info, please call the Student Services Office at 530-752-1990.
Good morning. You're listening to Katie Vest Davis. This is the Emo Princess.
And this is DJ Crush.
Yes. And this is our show, Club Siberia.
What?
Yay! So the vibe for today's show was like club music.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of became K-pop. but it's like, it's like very, like. Yeah. It's very like clubbable K-pop.
Yes.
Like you can still dance to this. And then it's not all K-pop. Like there's some snow strippers.
Yeah. We listen to more than just K-pop.
Yes. I just noticed one of these songs might have to get switched out.
But that's okay.
But you know, that's the thrill of being a DJ.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say before we jump in?
No, just, you know, it was fun making this playlist.
Yes, this is another banger. I'm excited.
Yes.
Oh my God, I was telling my roommate that you put Lee Hyori on, and he was so excited. And then the Roly Poly, we were gagged. So we were listening to this in our apartment last night.
I love Roly Poly. No, it's my childhood.
It's so good. So that's why I put, like, I'm the Best by 21.
I think also, it's like, yeah,
I think it's right there with it. But yes, I guess we can just like jump into it and discuss after.
Yeah.
We have other things to be discussing also. So, but that's for in the station. but yes, hope you all enjoy. Oh, and if you have any suggestions, you can call in at 530-754-5387. We will be here until 10:30. And hopefully by the end of the show, our playlist is up at kdvs.org. So yeah, let's get into it.